and 2-0 I kill listening.
Good evening. This is KD2AIT, Met Control for Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. That is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boomlet Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. Repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boomlet on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times. You can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Boomville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on Tuesday, May 19th at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Mark Community Center, 106 Scar Street in Boomville, New York. Everyone is welcome to attend. Amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a couple minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.boomvillearc.com. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? Are there any Echolink stations wishing to check in?
This is Kilo Delta 2 Foxtrot Papa Mike. Kevin James checking in from North Utica, New York via Echolink.
KD2FPM, Kevin, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Well, we had an awesome day down here in the Mohawk Valley. Boy, did pretty well on our temperature, sunshine with about mid-70s to almost near 80. And I just got some good news. I was just talking to one of the managers up at the Adirondack Praise Network, and it looks like tomorrow morning I'm going to be on the air live on 88.1 FM, 90.9 FM, and 106.5 FM, and also on TV 40.4. So we're going to do a coffee hour chat beginning at 8 a.m. I tell you what, I'm going to turn it back over to the net because I know there'll be other people that would like to check in. I will say 73s. I'll stand by and listen. This is KD2FPM.
All right, Kevin. Well, have fun there tomorrow with that. And sounds like you got a busy day set for yourself. So that's good. All right. Well, have a good one there. And thanks for checking in. And I agree with you. Beautiful day. All right. This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
N2PFM, good evening, Jeff.
N2OYQ, good evening, Jeff.
All right, there's two more. We'll start with the N2PFM. George, good evening. What's going on?
Well, good evening, Jeff and Dan and Kevin there and everybody else on the net. We got a temperature here of 69 degrees. The temperature did make it up to 81 here on the mountainside. And sunny, a good, beautiful sunny day for church and everything. We're with Mama up at the hospital and working the thing. Hopefully Wednesday we'll be able to get the Medicaid thing through for the nursing home. And that's where she'll be going, to Lewis County Nursing Home. So, to say, but that's nothing I can do about it, unfortunately. And Kevin, by the way, yes, I agree. What a friend we have in Jesus. True words were never spoken. And what if I can get on there and listen to you on that Praise Network? That will say God bless in 73s and 2PFM clear.
All right, George, well, good luck with that. Hopefully you can get her all settled in there. And now I see why I keep writing down Kevin's call sign wrong. I keep writing down PFM instead of FPM, and it's because of you, I think. Here's his N2PFM, and I keep getting him, keep writing his down wrong, so I keep folding it back out on my paper here to try to get it right. All right, thanks, George. Thanks for checking in. You have a good evening there, and we'll catch up with you later. Let's see, N2OIQ, Dan, good evening, what's up?
Hey, good evening, Jeff, and I'm on the net this evening, N2OIQ here. Yeah, well, it's a beautiful day out today, really nice day. A lot of sun, and I spent a lot of time outside today just putting around with, greased my lawnmower up, my rider, and changed the oil the other day and that, and so, and I tucked underneath the deck, make sure that was all clean, so when we start to, it won't be too much longer, a couple weeks, maybe three, I have to start more lawns. So, and we need her out, make sure that run. That took her off pretty good shape. And, so it was a good day to be outside. Just a really nice day. So, right now, we got, 56 right now. And we had a high, it was in the high 70s today. So, super day. So, and so just tomorrow morning, so it's going to be halfway decent temperature. Even overnight temperatures ain't going to be that bad just tonight. It's come down, though, I think, 40, 50, but they ain't bad. And then tomorrow's going to be nice, and I guess, later on, tomorrow afternoon, chance of rain, possibly a thunderstorm or something. So, I'll have to see what that all develops into, but you can go from there. So, back to you, Jeff. Have a good evening. Talk to you later. And to watch you there.
All right, Dan. Well, let's say it was a perfect day for that. I think everybody in the world was outside today. Sure seemed that way anyway. It was definitely a gorgeous day. I know I spent most of my day outside from a few minutes after I woke up till a few minutes ago. In fact, we even had dinner outside. So, all right. Thanks, Dan. Thanks for checking in, and you have a good evening. And probably like everybody else, we'll all sleep good tonight with all that fresh air. All right, this is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-in.
And Pilot ALW, good evening, Jeff.
And 5AOW, Bill, good evening, what's going on tonight?
And 5AOW. Good evening, Jeff. I'll tell you what, it was a fabulous day. And I looked at the weather forecast, and it looks like it's going to be in the 70s and a day in the 80s, I guess, this coming week. So things are looking up. I know that's more in your favor, and I'm going along with it 100%. I'm like you. I spent most of the day outside today and enjoyed every bit of it. Had a few things that I worked on that I was waiting for the warmer weather to do it, and it worked out perfect. So I'll finish one of the projects up tomorrow probably, along with getting out and playing nine holes again. So going to be a fabulous week. I think I'm going to take advantage of it as much as it is there. One of those things that, I'll tell you what, since we've been pinched with the cold for so long, well, we're like kids in a candy jar with this weather. So anyway, I'll turn it back to you, Jeff. Hope you had a good day also. Sounded like you did. And 5AOW, back to Net Control.
All right, Bill. Yeah, they're saying 80s tomorrow. Well, low 80s tomorrow, so... I'm going to start eyeballing that air conditioner for the office here soon. I got to tell you, it gets hot in here when these computers running, and I've already started thinking about it. And I love that. I'll never complain about that, that's for sure. All right, well, it sounds like you had a great day out there. It's, boy, it was something. It was something else. It's like it's officially summer. We could use some rain, I think, though. Everything's a little dry out there. We had a grass fire here yesterday, I think, in town, and... But it looks like maybe Tuesday we might get a little bit of some showers there, and that'll help, I think. But all right, well, thanks, Bill. Thanks for checking in. You have a good evening. This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Looking for check-in. Well, for myself, we got up this morning and had to make a trip to go get some manure for the garden, and well, after a broken or after a blown trailer tire and a little adventure there, and I ended up borrowing my neighbor's dump trailer, and we went up there and did it with that, and we got quite a bit of it up in the garden, and then my sons raked it out, and then I went in the tiller and tilled it under, and that's done. So here in a little bit after Mother's Day, we start planting stuff, you know, the stuff that can handle the cold easy, and a lot of seeds and whatnot. We start getting that going, and really looking forward to getting that garden fired up. And we did a bunch of other projects here around the house, and lots of projects really, and a little bit of it here and there. And we had burgers out in the grill tonight, and we sat out here on the deck on the table with family, and we had dinner. That was sure nice. Got a new dog here the other day, yesterday actually. We got a little Jack Russell rescue we picked up here, 4-year-old. He's getting there. He's trying to get accustomed to the house, you know, and all new to him. So we're just getting him trained along here, and he's a little bewildered at the moment, but he's coming along. So we'll see how it goes. And other than that, that's about it, really. I can't think of anything else to add. It's just a beautiful, beautiful day. All right. Are there any other check-ins for the Black River Valley Service Net? All right. Are there any comments, queries, or any check-ins at this time? All right, hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley Service Net, return to frequency regular amateur use. I would like to thank Kevin, George, Dan, and Bill for checking in tonight, and say 73 is anyone listening in. This is KD2 AIT, clear.
KD2 FPM would like to thank Jeff for use of the Echolink on the repeater and for all the folks up there that hung out with us tonight. KD2 FPM will be clear.
Have a good evening. Good day tomorrow. See you later.